This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Federal Parliament set to endorse government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli outlines reforms in development and economic policy, including project prioritization and youth-focused entrepreneurship. Lawmakers urged government to form labor commission to protect Nepali workers abroad. Environment Minister Sai confirms final stage preparations for upcoming climate dialogue Sagarmatha Sambad, and ceasefire between India and Pakistan appears to be holding hours after both sides accused each other of violations. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliament is set to endorse the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year today. As per the parliamentary schedule, the government's policies and programs will be endorsed later today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in the House of Representatives meeting currently being held has responded to the concerns raised by lawmakers during the discussions held on the policies and programs. Prime Minister Oli announced a major shift in Nepal's development approach, aiming to end the long-standing work-in-progress culture and accelerate tangible results. The Prime Minister proposed a reprioritization of past infrastructure projects, rather, timely completion of ongoing works and cancellation of flawed or unrealistic projects. Prime Minister Oli also announced a restructured Prime Minister's Agriculture Modernization Program, integrating services from land access to market management. The Prime Minister named agriculture, IT, tourism, energy and industry as key sectors to drive economic growth, especially with a focus on youth-led startups and entrepreneurship. In education, the Prime Minister said the government plans a modern, practical and employment-focused overhaul, including technical training for low performers, academic tracks for higher achievers and reforms such as a teacher bank and an on-while-you-learn program. The Prime Minister also emphasized practical implementation, coordinated development across federal, provincial and local levels, and a future-focused strategy centered on youth and productivity. Meanwhile, lawmakers have called on the government to form labor commission to protect Nepali workers abroad. Speaking earlier in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers stressed that such a body is essential to improve the safety, working conditions and access to justice for Nepali working over seas. The lawmakers also emphasized the need to combat terrorism, stating that eliminating terrorism is key to ensuring regional peace and stability. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Sai Thakuri cites the upcoming Sagarmatha Sambad or Mount Everest Dialogue is being organized to draw global attention to the impacts of climate change on Nepal and to foster shared understanding for sustainable solutions. Speaking to the National News Agency, RSAS, Minister Sai said the dialogue will serve as a platform to showcase Nepal's achievements in conservation while also offering an opportunity to learn from global best practices in tackling the climate crisis. The first edition of the Sagarmatha Sambad will be held in Kathmandu from May 16th to 18th. The government plans to hold a dialogue every 2 years going forward. Minister Sai informed that preparations for the event are in their final stages. He shared that the event is expected to host over 300 national and international participants, including ministers, policymakers, senior government officials, leaders of donor agencies, diplomats, academics, and climate experts from more than 35 countries. Environment Minister Sai added that the dialogue will cover a wide range of climate-related issues from the mountains to the seas, highlighting the interconnectedness of environmental challenges across regions. One-way traffic has resumed along the Narayanghat-Mugling road section following a temporary disruption earlier today. The road had been completely blocked since this morning after a truck carrying coal overturned near Twinkola in Ichchakamana Rural Municipality 5 of Chitwan. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Ravindra Khanal, the vehicle, which was en route to Kathmandu from Birgunj, skidded off the road, halting all vehicle movement along the busy highway. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A ceasefire between India and Pakistan appears to be holding hours after both sides accused each other of violations, according to the BBC, after sounds of explosions were heard in Indian-administered Kashmir. India's Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri said there had been repeated violations of the understanding they arrived at. A short while later, Pakistan's Foreign Minister said it remained committed to faithful implementation of a ceasefire, notwithstanding the violations being committed by India in some areas. After 4 days of cross-border strikes, India and Pakistan yesterday said they had agreed on a full and immediate ceasefire. US President Donald Trump announced the news on his Truth Social platform on Saturday morning. He said it had been brokered by the US. The United Nations and countries around the world, including Nepal, Bangladesh, Qatar, Turkey, and the United Kingdom, have welcomed the ceasefire. A day after the ceasefire announcement, calm has returned to the streets of Srinagar, the main city in Indian-administered Kashmir. The Pakistan Airport Authority has announced that the country's airspace is now open for all types of flights, according to the Dawn newspaper. Russian President Vladimir Putin has invited Ukraine to take part in direct talks on May 15th, hours after European leaders urged Moscow to agree to a 30-day ceasefire. According to the BBC, in a rare televised late-night address from the Kremlin, leader Putin said Russia was seeking serious negotiations aimed at moving towards a lasting, strong peace. Only on Saturday, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer traveled to Kyiv with counterparts from France, Germany and Poland to put pressure on Russia to commit to an unconditional ceasefire starting Monday. The leaders warned that new and massive sanctions would be imposed on Russia's energy and banking sectors should Putin not agree to the unconditional 30-day ceasefire in the air, at sea and on land. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov later said Moscow would have to think this through, but warned that trying to pressure them is quite useless. In his own statement, Russian President Putin said he could not rule out the possibility that the talks could result in Russia and Ukraine agreeing a new truce, but he did not address calls for a 30-day ceasefire directly. The Russian leader said the proposed talks should be held in the Turkish city of Istanbul, as they have been before, and that he would speak to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday to discuss the details. However, Kyiv has not responded to the invitation. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Sudarpasim province and hilly region of the country, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of the country. Gusty wind condition is likely to occur at a few places of Madhya province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Federal Parliament set to endorse government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli outlines reforms in development and economic policy, including project prioritization and youth-focused entrepreneurship. Lawmakers urged government to form Labour Commission to protect Nepali workers abroad. Environment Minister Sai confirms final stage preparations for upcoming climate dialogue Sagarmatha Sambad, and ceasefire between India and Pakistan appears to be holding hours after both sides accused each other of violations. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.